How important is this to the work that you're doing at Barrie Police?
It is very important. This has been my passion for as long as I can remember. I've been policing for 20 years. So when I was introduced to this model, it just, to me, it had to come here. So I've been working on it for a couple years with my partner, Terry Patton, and today's a really good day for our community.
So tell us about the kids that you're involved with, the youth you're involved with, and how the center's going to help.
So how it's going to work, it's going to reduce the trauma that they go through. Typically now when they disclose sexual or physical abuse, they are at the police station or they're at the Children's Aid or they're at the hospital. This is one location. We're going to come to them. We won't be in uniform. It's a friendly approach. They're going to have that continuum of care with the advocate afterwards. So we'll make sure that they're getting, you know, counseling, whatever it is they need, so that we can get through the court process and get them back to as normal a life as they can have after that.
Can you paint a picture of the youth that you're working with and you're bringing here?
There's youth of all ages, there's not really one type of youth. It's everybody. It could be your neighbor's kid. It could be your own kid. You know, human trafficking is huge in our high schools right now. It's good kids. It's, you know, kids from foster care. If we knew what kid it was going to be, we maybe wouldn't need this center, but we don't know. And so that's part of the issue, right? Awareness.
How do you get people aware of what they're doing? How do they get in touch with you? Do you get in touch with them? Is it a team effort?
It really is a team effort. We're trying things through our community. We have Collaborate Barrie, where we can identify sort of risk factors that we think maybe something is happening. We can get in there and try and do an intervention at that time. We have all of our community partners talking now. If they recognize something that they think a youth needs to talk, we'll identify the right agency that needs to go and address that at that time. And after that, we'll all work together to make sure that that youth either discloses or gets counseling or whatever it is that they need. It's this collaboration and this multidisciplinary approach. The partnerships, it really is a wonderful thing.
Does it help having the center in Barrie now, because you've been back and forth to the center in Orillia? Does this mean you'll be able to reach out and help more?
Absolutely. I just think geographically for us, I mean, we average about 2 investigations a day, child abuse investigations, with the Children's Aid Society. So running up and down the highway takes a lot of time. And, you know, maybe we're pushing a youth till the next day. But when our youth is ready, we don't want to say, you know, we don't have time today. So this is really going to free up some time and make that access easier for our teams.